Yay! And we're going to have a party, a private party we're going to have. Now, some of you have been invited, and some of you have not been invited. Those who have not been invited, don't come. Or I'll throw you out in the gutter. All right? Have a good time.
Did you notice? My pop's getting more chomped.
No, I must have missed that part. So, you get a date for tomorrow night yet?
Oh, yeah. A real hunk.
Who is he?
Well, I met him on an escalator. I was going up and he was coming down, so I jumped over the rail.
More of the old DeFazio charm, eh?
Yeah.
Thanks for the keys. I'm going to go home. I got this new secret facial mask. I mixed some up. It's made out of honey and oatmeal. You want me to mix you up some?
No, I had that for breakfast.
You ate my facial mask for breakfast? You ate a facial mask for breakfast? Why would you want to eat a facial mask?
It was good.
Leo, last Wednesday, he took me up to Inspiration Point. So romantic. He held my face in his hands, and he kissed me. French. I told you he was a hot ticket.
Don't I know it?
Last Friday night,
yeah.
He took me to his apartment, and he turned the lights down real low.
Go on. Tell all. Come on.
Well, let's just say that Carmine Ragusa is a real ladies' man.
Uh-huh. I know what you mean, all right.
Isn't that girlfriend in the picture somewhere?
Yeah, but that don't stop him.
You know, she must be a real nerd. And the way he fools around, she must be a regular dog. Bow, wow, woof, woof.
You're awful.
You seem to have a little sauce on your nose. Let me help you get it off.
Hey, lady, why the big interest in exercise all of a sudden, huh?
Well, see, I haven't got a date for the party, you know? And I figure girls are always going for muscle men like you and Squig. So I figured... You help me get out of here. Got me.
Let go, Len.
Good.
Why don't you try the bike, Lynn? Come on.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You've been riding bikes since you were what, 19?
Yeah.
Usually I got Squiggy running alongside of me to keep me company, you know? This one stays up.
It's a homemade job. I made it myself. You like it? Put it together.
Yeah, you ought to put a basket on the front so you can carry your beach wear.
My drink?
Len, would you do me a favor and get out of here? I want to talk to Carmine alone.
He's not doing anything.
Yes, I am. I ain't leaving until they become a millionaire with muscles.
Oh, come on, Len. Please, do me a favor.
Oh, my first solo! Hey, Squid!
He made it.
What's going on?
Oh, come on, you old dog, yeah. Heard you having a pretty good time Wednesday night, huh?
Well, I don't like
that. You sure you do? Who are you out with, huh?
You remember Denise? Hold up. You remember Denise, huh? Love the loom?
Yeah, I remember her. And who were you out with Friday night, huh?
Friday night?
Yeah.
Muriel Block.
Muriel Block.
Yeah, she's got this great set of albums. See, and she came over to my house. We turned the lights down a little low, put a little music on, and we had some wine, and then we put... Why did you do that? What are you nuts? You're coming here and you're...
What do you mean?
Apple juice.
You're nothing but a miserable two-timing worm. Now you stay there and don't move. I'll be right back.
Where am I going to go with apple juice in my pants?
Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Turn around. You know what he did. Now,
I'll hold him. You hit him.
Again, on, you're
Cheryl.
Starting in with me
come
again.
Come on, Cheryl. Come on, smack him in the
come
head.
Come on, you're off my back. Get off my back.
Listen to me. Will you understand what I'm trying to say to you? Okay, just calm down. Calm down. Let me explain this, all right? Now, Carmine and I have an understanding, you see? We decided a long time ago that we were going to see other people, but we weren't going to let the other one know about it or throw it up in the other one's face, which we have managed to avoid until this little show of yours. Am I making myself clear?
I did bad, huh? Probably look like a jerk, huh? I was only doing it for you, Cheryl, you know. I didn't know you had an understanding. You would have told me, then I would have understood. I pour juice in a man's pants. Ah, well, she meant well, huh?
Yeah, I suppose. It's kind of hard for her to understand anyways.
Yeah, well, it'd be hard for anybody to understand why you'd want to go out with Muriel Block.
Why?
Carmine! Muriel, the blockhead Block.
That's not a nice thing to say.
You gave her that name in high school.
I don't date her for her brains.
Well. Now you are showing me a side of yourself I never suspected but always believed.
What?
I mean, really, Carmine, where are your standards?
Oh, standards. Now you're talking about standards. That's just like your standards. Hi, Shirley, I'm a doctor.
Well, at least it's better than, hi, I'm an imbecile.
I don't do that. I don't do squiggy. I don't do that.
You know something? You're acting like a real fool, Carmine.
I can act like a fool if I want.
Well, all right, then. Here you go. Take the phone and ask Muriel out again.
Well, maybe I will.
All right, and do it for tomorrow night because you're free.
Well, that's it. That's fine with me.
Well, fine with you. Fine with me. You know something? There are 1,000 guys out there in that city who are dying to go out with me. And now's their chance. And do you want to know why? Because Carmine and Shirley aren't going together anymore. That's why. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. No matter how hard I try, I just can't get it into my head.
Look, Cheryl, I said I was sorry that I put it in. Okay, look, I'm making a nice salad. Now, what do you want in it? A dried up old piece of chicken or a nice new hunk of Spam? Spam it is.
I'll tell you what I want, Laverne. I want you to get me a date for that party tomorrow night.
What are you talking about?
Carmine and I are through. Finished. Kaput. It's over. Fini.
You broke up. It's all my fault. I'm going to kill myself.
No. Calm down. It's not your fault.
Oh, good. You want cucumber?
I've been a fool all these years. What's the name of that escalator friend of yours?
Ernie McLonis.
Yeah. Laverne, I want you to call Ernie and have Ernie get me a date for tomorrow night.
Oh, gee, sure. I don't know if I could do that. I just met the guy, and I don't think I could spring you on him this soon.
Your fault.
It's just right.
It is. Oh, and I want this guy to be gorgeous, Laverne. I mean, I want him to be the kind of man who takes my breath away.
Hello!
Laverne De Fabio. I've got a brain to pick with you. Pardon me, this is between her and me. What is the big idea of sending my Lenny off on a bike by himself? He wasn't ready, Laverne.
He was doing fine till he got to the stairs.
Oh, until he got to the stairs. And now 6.5 years of training with that man are down a drain.
No, please. Please don't touch our food.
Look, Shirley's not in the mood for company right now. So
oh, she's not in the mood. Who is she, Queen of the Maypole?
Carmine and her had a big fight and they broke up, so good.
They broke up, Carmine?
Yeah.
I understand. I understand.
Good, we'll see you later.
Okay,
Cheryl, I'm going to go in and call Ernie and get you a date. What do you want?
Rock Hudson, only taller.
I'll start with taller.
Oh, Shirley, I feel so guilty. This is all my fault. I know it. It is all my fault. I'm guilty.
What are you talking about?
Oh, come on. You know what I'm talking about. I know why you broke up with a big raccoon. You've always had your heart set on me. I mean, it ain't your fault you find me irresistible. It's just that God looked down on me one day and smiled all over me.
No, no, I don't think God knows about you.
He knows about everything, sure. But it's all right, you see. Time cures all wounds. And someday, maybe someday soon even, you'll teach your heart how to sing without Andrew Squigmon.
Get out.
No, I'm leaving.
Laverne! Laverne! Laverne, don't you dare ever leave me with that man again.
Forget Squig. I got Ernie and we got your date.
Who is he?
Well, in high school, he was voted best-looking and homecoming.
Oh!
And if you don't make out with him on the first date, I will.
Oh, I promise you. I promise I'll make out with him. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
All right, woman. I can't stand to leave you brokenhearted. Make it last.
Where's Carmine?
I don't know. It's not my night to watch him.
What's with her?
It's not my fault, I swear. Her and Carmine broke up.
Oh, Shirley, I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't be Mrs. Babish. Laverne fixed me up with this gorgeous hunk. So don't bother saving any pizza for Carmine, because tonight he's going to be eating his heart out.
Don't you love her when she's mean?
All right, spread out, spread out. Make a little room here. A little room. Hey, everybody. Bubbles Schneck.
Well, would you look at him? I mean, just look at him.
I will as soon as I can stop looking at her. Now I know who God gave the rest of my body to.
Well, it's obvious that he's just using her to get back at me. I'm telling you, Laverne, this guy you got for me better be gorgeous. I mean, he better knock the socks off of Carmine.
Well, don't worry about it, okay?
Gangway, please, honey, a couple of beers.
Hi, guys.
Hello, ladies, hello. Oh, Shirley, don't be jealous. She's just a friend of the family.
Two beers and three straws, please.
Hello, Eric.
You got pretty.
Thank you. Couldn't get a date, huh?
Well, I got half a date. Squiggy's going to let me share his. When he's all through with her, I get to drive her back to Chicago.
Hey, Lenny, those beers.
Okay, they're coming.
No, Lenny!
Thirsty, Cheryl.
Well,
would
why
you
don't
do me a favor and get me a beer? Make it a double, why don't you?
Well, why don't you?
You better get a pizza too and wait for it. Put everything on it and just wait for it. Back up, pal. Oh, boy. Hi, Ernie.
Hi, Laverne.
Where's the homecoming king?
Home? He had the mumps, so I brought Warren instead.
Yeah, well, I guess that, but this is...
Oh.
Hi, Warren.
Hi.
Don't I know you from somewhere?
Maybe we dated.
No, I'd remember that.
Well, maybe it was...
A Razorhead! Warren, a Razorhead Spiegel from high school!
The one and only.
Oh, right!
It's not ready yet, but it will be in a minute.
Oh!
Get back in there and wait for him. Go ahead, get back in. Wait, go. Go ahead. That's, get in there. That's a lovely tie, Warren. Ernie, why don't you take Warren into the men's room and fix
men's?
His tie and get him stitch the hat. He's wearing the same suit from high school. Cheryl, you know what your date's going to like about you best?
Huh?
Your great sense of humor.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that wonderful smile you have. Let me see that smile. Yeah, there it is. And keep it there, because Ernie just got here with you. What happened to it? Come on, let me see that smile. Put it on, because here comes the funny part, Cheryl. Your date is...
Eraserhead!
Well, no need for introductions. Let's eat.
Hi, Shirley Feeney. Can I have all your pizza?
Oh, Laverne! I don't want Carmine to see me with the eraser head. What am I going to do?
Well, his skin's cleared up.
Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, gee. All right, calm down. Okay.
All right, I've got a plan. I'll be with Ernie, and you be with the eraser
head. What, are you crazy? What do you think you want?
Hey, Cheryl, can I introduce me to your date?
No, I don't think so.
What she means is that her date is so unusual that she doesn't want to share him with anybody.
That's right. That's right. Warren is so intellectually stimulating.
Hey, erase the hand. Good to see you.
Erase the hand from high school.
Hi, Carmine. You're not going to take my milk money again, are you?
No. I'm glad to see you. You're looking good. So you're the new man in Shirley's life, huh? Yeah.
Sure, I said I was sorry. Please don't move, Al.
Oh, don't worry, Laverne. I'm not moving out. I just gotta get rid of everything Carmine ever gave me. You know, sort of make a clean break of things.
So is mine.
No, but Carmine once shook them.
Give me my things.
Just throw them away, Laverne. They remind me.
Carmine really gave you some beautiful stuff.
I know.
Why don't you just go upstairs and make up with them?
Why don't I just go upstairs? I'll tell you why. Because he's not home yet, that's why. 4 o'clock in the morning and that man is still out carousing.
Well, how do you know that?
How do I know? Because I've been sitting up here by the window watching for him to come home. No sign of Carmine, no sign of Bubble Schneck. Oh, Laverne, I'm so miserable. My heart is breaking.
Hi, what are you doing up so late?
We're having a party. That's what we're doing. The fellas just left, didn't they?
Oh, well, all right, good night.
Night, Carmine.
Good night, Cheryl. See you around?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a big town out there.
I'll have it your way.
I wanted to make up with you.
I didn't hear him say that.
Well, how could you? You had a lampshade on your head. You know, you're both crazy, and you're acting ridiculous. Well, I don't need this. Come on, get in here!
You get over here and you still...
Just get in here, close the door so the neighbors don't get a free show. Now, you stand here and you stand here. Now look at each other. Look at each other. Look at me. Oh, there it is. I did it. I got you two back together again. Don't you both feel better, huh? Oh, I'm going to sleep. Well, talk to each other. I gotta do everything.
What are you doing with all this stuff?
I'm just getting rid of some old memories, that's all.
This is the stuff I won for you at the carnival.
No.
Pinwheel?
Yeah.
Cupid doll, remember that?
Yeah, I had to throw baseballs.
Yeah. And the hat. I knocked the guy in the water for this.
Well, yeah, three times you try.
Yeah. All in these. Yeah.
Pick a prize.
Yeah.
Either those or the clattering teeth.
Yeah. Yellow was always your color, too.
A big cigar.
I'll always remember you like this show. Listen, Cheryl, I wish I knew what to do about us. I mean, we could say we won't date anybody except each other. But if we do that before we're ready, we could be miserable the rest of our lives.
That's a very wise observation, Carmine. I mean, that's a very smart thing to say.
Sure you think it's a smart thing. You gave me the exact same speech 2 years ago.
Well, it sounds a lot smarter coming from you.
Can we go back to seeing each other?
Yeah, I'd like that. I mean, why should we let two rotten days spoil two wonderful years? Especially when you're crazy about somebody.
Are you crazy about me?
No, that's not exactly what I meant to say. What I meant to say was
I'm crazy about you too, Cheryl.
Oh, Laverne, isn't life great when things work out? I feel so happy. So peaceful.
Great, you're up. Francine, I'd like you to meet your new roommates, Laverne and Shirley.
Aww.
Yeah, I can't drive her back to Chicago on account I swallowed the keys to the truck.
All right, just go straight in there. You'll find a bedroom, pick out a bed you like, and lie down.
Boys, here, and take them with you.
Hey, be neighborly, will you? I mean, if you was in a pinch, we'd let you bed down with us.
And that's a promise, babes.